ever argue with people in your mind? I do it all the time.
This is Just a Minute with Barbara Lardinet, author, teacher, and creator of hannahscupboard.com.
I have these long, drawn-out mental conversations. She says this, and then I say that. Her arguments are always flawed and weak. Mine are perfect and convincing. In the end, I have the ultimate comeback, and she's silenced, utterly defeated. Happens every time. It's fun to win, but there's a side effect to this mental bantering that isn't so good. Sometimes the next time I see that person, I feel somewhat hardened to them, as if the argument was in real time. Isn't that silly and ridiculous? I have to settle myself down and remind myself that the other person has absolutely no idea we fought. Our mind is very powerful, much more powerful than we realize. It is from the mind that our actions usually proceed. Every kind of sin is hatched in the mind first and then acted out just the way we thought it up. The Bible tells us to be renewed in the spirit of our mind. Then again, it says don't waste time arguing over foolish ideas and silly myths and legends. Spend your time and energy in the exercise of keeping spiritually fit. What good advice. I need to follow that. How about you? The next time my mind suggests a sparring match, I can decline. If it tries to argue with me, I can put my foot down. And you know what? I can win that argument. This is Barbara Lardinet of Hannah's Cupboard. Thanks for listening.
Be sure to visit Barbara at her website, hannahscupboard.com.